Blog Talk Radio.
Spinning this author, lama, make them piece the M-O-N-E-Y. I love my beaches, south beaches, surfboard and high tide. I could just roll up, cause I'm swole up. So that birthday cake get the Cobra. Bugatti for real, I'm Cobra. The autobiography rover. Got the key to my city, it's over. No stop, only in the color Cobra. I said records, wretched, hold up.
Going down for real. What is up, y'all? How you doing? It's a hump day. It's really a hump day with Harrell today. Cool night tonight. We're going to talk to a few different people. We've got calling in Ryan Kasner, senior driver. Used to pal out around Blue Max. Now he lives up in Washington running the Gold Cup Series, and that's a regional series. So we're going to talk to him about that for a little bit. We've got Kaylee Maris calling in. She's a Scusa girl and KPX girl. She just got into the four-stroke thing, and all of a sudden she's starting to kick butt. So we'll talk to her. Maybe we can get Andrew Kemp to call in too. You know, he's out there listening. So Andrew, if you're out there, call in. It's your teammate calling in. So about 8:30 or so, 8:45, we get going with that. We're going to play a little bit of music. Till then, hope you guys had a good rest of your good first part of your week. We're getting over the hump together. That's what we do. Racing this weekend, Atwater. Anybody going to Atwater? I didn't think so. No, I'm just kidding. I'm going to go probably. Let's do this. All right. This is Harrell. This is Hump Day with Harrell, exclusively on Blog Talk Radio.
Down for real. It's going down for real.
You fuck so good, I'm on top of it. When I dream, I'm doing you all night. Stack yourself down my back to keep me right on. Hey, you're crazy, bitch, but you fuck so good, I'm on top of it. When I dream, I'm doing you all night. Stack yourself down my back to keep me right on. Bitch, but you fuck so good, I'm on top of it. When I dream, I'm doing you all night. Stretch it all down my back to keep me right on. Hey, you're crazy, bitch, but you fuck so good, I'm on top of it. When I dream, I'm doing you all night. Stretch it all down my back to keep me right on.
When she walks, walks.
Yeah.
What up, what up? Atwater this weekend, you guys. Good practice for the KPX coming up. So get out there and practice. It's the NorCal Club Challenge. Let's make it a good turnout. It's going to be fun. We'll talk about that in just a little bit. A couple more songs. We're just waiting for a few people to call in, and we'll get right to it. So hang in there, people. All right. This is Harrell. This is Hump Day with Harrell, exclusively on Blog Talk Radio. So ACD.
Life hasn't turned out quite the way I want it. good to be.
Tell me what you want.
I want a brand new house on an episode of Cribs, and a bathroom I can play baseball in, and a king size tub big enough for 10 plus me.
Yeah, what you need?
I'll need a credit card that's got no limit, and a big black chain with a bedroom in it. Gonna join the Mile High Club at 37,000 feet.
Been done that.
I want a new tour bus full of old guitars. Find a star on Hollywood Boulevard. Somewhere between Cher and James Dean is fine for me.
So how you gonna do it?
I'm gonna trade this life for fortune and fame. I'd even cut my hair and change my name. Cause we all just wanna be big rock stars and live in hilltop houses driving 15 cars. The girls come easy and the drugs come cheap. Well, I'll stay skinny cause we just won't eat. Hire 8 bodyguards that love to beat up assholes. Sign a couple autographs so I can eat my meals for free. I'm gonna dress my ass with the latest fashion. Get a front door key to the Playboy Mansion. Gonna date a centerfold that loves to blow my money for me.
So how you gonna do it?
I'm gonna trade this life for fortune and fame. I'd even cut my hair and change my name. Cause we all just wanna be big rock stars and live in hilltop houses driving 15 cars. The girls come easy and the drugs come cheap. Well, I'll stay skinny cause we just won't eat. And we'll hang out in the coolest bars and the VIP with the movie stars. Every good gold digger's gonna wind up there. Every playboy bunny with the bleached blonde hair. And we'll party out in the bright the latest dictionary of the Zoo. They'll get you anything with that evil smile. Everybody's got a drug dealer on speed dial. Well, hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star. I'm gonna sing those songs that offend the senses. Gonna pop my pills from a Pez dispenser. Get washed up singers writing all my songs. Let's sing them every night so I don't get them wrong. Houses driving 15 cars. The girls come easy and the drugs come cheap. We'll all stay skinny cause we just won't eat. And we'll hang out in the coolest bars, the VIP with the movie stars. Every good gold digger's gonna wind up there. Every playboy bunny with the bleached blonde hair. And we'll hide out in the private rooms with the latest dictionary of the Zoo. They'll get you anything with that evil smile. Everybody's got a drug dealer on speed dial. Well, hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star. Hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star.
I've been trying to figure that one out forever. Ryan, maybe you know. What are they talking about, man? I mean, we bite the hand that feeds you. We stay down on your knees. What's up with that?
You never get up from where you're going. You know, you can't take advantage of opportunities you might be presented with. Who knows?
I like it. I like that. See? If I keep asking, I'm going to get a good one. Everybody, this is Ryan Kasner. You guys, I'll probably know him. I guess you were a Blue Max for a while, huh? And then before you moved up to Washington?
Yeah. My grandfather and I did a lot of racing down in NorCal, from Prairie City to Atwater, Stockton to Blue Max, you know, growing up on Blue Max. Well, not really growing up on Blue Max, but more or less starting out karting on Blue Max.
Right. What, you got championships, club championships then?
Yeah, I got a few club championships. You know, nothing huge, but, you know, that definitely put some time in.
But it's huge.
A couple
what do you
of
mean?
Blue
nothing huge. Don't even tell yourself short, dude. Just because it's a club race doesn't mean nothing, dude. There's still some dudes out there that are rallying, you know?
Oh, yeah. It's, you know, haven't got to do a big, you know, I haven't had as much success in the big regional series yet, but that, you know, that's to come. We're still aiming high.
Good. How old are you? Can I ask?
I'm 28.
28. Okay, so you're not an old guy, but you're not a spring chicken. You know what I mean? You're perfect age, dude. That's a good age right there. That's where I'd want to stay. 28. If I could pick an age, it'd be 28, 30, right in there. So I was having some
works
fun.
Works for me.
Woo-wee. I had some fun. I think I was living in Santa Barbara at the time. It was pretty sick. Before the helmet law, I had a bike, and, I mean, it was fun. I had a good time. Anyways, moving right along. The regional series you're talking about, that's the Gold Cup, is that what it's called? The Gold Cup, am I right?
Yeah, we've got a couple series going on up here, but yeah, primarily the Gold Cup. You know, it's a four-cycle series for Region 6 IKF, and, you know, we definitely have some good competition in that series.
Right, for sure. IKF, I went to my first IKF, I went to the Super Nats down in Santa Maria.
Yep.
And I went down there and just kind of helped out Mad Dog with the little mini Mad. You know, he went down and raced, and I just went down and hung out and kind of helped them in the pits, and actually pretty much tried to stay out of the way in the pits is what I did. But but it was cool to go down there and see, you know, that it was kind of the same guys at the KPX, you know, like the front runners, the, you know, junior twos and stuff and junior ones. But it was just they were racing different, you know. It was a little different racing. It was weird.
Yeah.
It really was. It was. They're strict.
That next level, you know, it's that next step.
Right. Yeah, and everybody on the grid pretty much has a championship and was a champion in something. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So why don't you run us through your weekend kind of, you know? You got there for practice. Did you get some practice in, you know, during the week and stuff? Or did you just show up on Saturday and practice? Or take us through your weekend for a little bit.
Yeah, well, we parked the trailer out there on Thursday and, you know, just tried some different stuff on the chassis. You know, and I'm newer to the K4 Intrepid chassis. You know, that was thanks to, you know, Patrick Newton and Karting Concepts, you know, that got us a good deal on that chassis. And we've been on it for three races now, and we're just working out the kinks. So,
right.
Put some laps down on Thursday and really liked what the go-kart was doing and, you know, decided not to touch it till Saturday. Went out on Saturday for practice and, you know, right off the bat, the thing was fast. You know, I'm running with the top runners, you know, in practice, and the cart's feeling good. I was running, you know, a couple tenths faster than I did, you know, 2 weeks prior at the Linda Emick race at Blue Max. So, you know, that's always a good feeling when you show up to a track you've raced at, you know, earlier on and, you know, in the month, and you're faster in practice than you were in the race. So we definitely made good moves on forward, and, you know, liked where we ended up on the day and just set up for the race day.
Right.
Sunday came around, went out in practice, and hey, we were right there. We were right there with the fast group, you know, maybe a tenth and a half off or so. So wasn't too concerned about it. Our goal for the weekend was to be, you know, if we were in top 10, we were going to be happy, you know, with the caliber of drivers that you had in that class.
Right.
Practice left us right around the fifth or sixth spot. Went out for qualifying, and we qualified eighth.
Not so bad.
I mean,
at 36.
That's
out of 36 drivers.
No.
Really, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Well, wasn't disappointed at all. And, you know, Andrew Kemp, my teammate, you know, who came down there to, you know, try to give him a hand in the KPX race. And, you know, he was right there, right next to me. You know, I think he qualified either ninth or tenth right on my bumper. So we were in good positions, you know, for the race.
Right, for sure.
Heat race came around and went from eighth and was running fourth, fifth, right in that range for the majority of the race. And I tried to make a move that I probably shouldn't have, going down into the hairpin. You know, with the rev limit of racing, you got to be patient. And, you know, sometimes the patient gets the best of me.
Right, I hear that.
I had two options. It was either, you know, take out, you know, a good friend of mine on the track, or lock him up and park it on the entrance of the hairpin. And I decided to park it because, you know, I'm down there to have fun. I'm down there to have a good time. I really dislike, you know, bending equipment or wrecking equipment. So parked it and finished.
Yeah.
I ended up finishing like ninth in the heat race. So I mean, it wasn't bad. But definitely could have finished better if I would have just worked with the guy versus trying to make a pass.
You know, I saw a lot of that stuff. A lot of that stuff. You know, speaking of caliber drivers, Steven Eisert, we've got on the phone with us now. He popped on here when we started talking. Steven, how you doing, brother? Stevie Eisert. Mike, courtesy phone. Stevie Eisert. Steven. Okay, well, we don't have him. Maybe he fell asleep on me. I don't know. It's not there. But Steven comes on the show every once in a while. He did pretty good this weekend. It seemed like he was struggling a little bit. I don't know. I'd like to talk to him a little bit about it if we ever get him back on the phone. Wake up, Steve. Time to go to school. anyways, he hung up now. He's hung up on me. Man, Steven.
Yeah, he'll be back.
He will. But anyways, yeah, you guys are, it's a very competitive class, that class. It's gnarly. I mean, you get past there and it's four or five guys because you can't get back in line. You know what I mean? You almost got to force your way back in line to get in there. And kind of cut someone off a little bit just to get back in line. You're going to get past the 10 guys.
Yep.
You know?
We refer to that as the freight train.
I'm telling you, I felt it. I was out there and, like, you know, the whole pack of seniors came up and I make one little mistake and, like, they just kept coming. It's like, geez,
yep.
Dude, somebody let me back in here. They just kept coming. But I was sixth in practice. I was P6. Not too bad. It was like a tenth off.
Yep.
And then in the qualifying, I don't know what happened. I think I just get too excited and I just death grip the steering wheel and, you know, I need 3 laps to calm down and start racing. You know what I mean?
Yep.
But go ahead.
Oh no, that's the, you know, the big difference between, you know, qualifying with a 5-minute qualifying session and a green white checkered.
right. In the heat race, I did okay. I started 11th, I think. I qualified and I was up to like 9th, maybe 8th. Made a few moves right out of the gate and was making, you know, I was there to make some more moves and so I was out. Even if I would have, you know, stayed right there, I would have been happy. You know, then I gained a few more positions during the main. you don't try to get a top five, but I had to brake for a guy that came into the snake pit, and he just, I had to hit my brakes hard. It was probably me coming in too hot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I always come in too hot. I mean, I just, it's what I do. So I had to hit my brakes hard, and the guys behind me, I don't even know who it was, just pushed me right through. I went to turn right and just went straight. I was out in the dirt.
Yeah.
It was terrible. So I went back five positions right there, and I ended up 13th. So I lost two positions instead of gained three positions. You know what I mean? And
yep.
And in the main, I think I was in 13th. I think I got up to like 10th or 11th. I was making moves there too, and then I just got taken out from behind. The guy got underneath me and just plowed me. It was crazy.
Yep.
It was crazy. It was the highest my cart's ever been. It was like I was doing a nose wheelie, and it's the highest nose wheelie I've ever done in a go kart. That's for sure.
Yeah. Typically, you leave the endos for the shifter cart drivers with the front brakes.
Right. 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 So, you run the 206 and the regional stuff you do also?
Yeah, we run it up here.
Stevie Isert.
Yeah.
It's Chad. It's Papa Isert. Oh, it's Little Man, too. What's up, guys? How you guys doing?
Good.
All right. What are you guys up to, man?
Nothing.
Nothing? You're not working on go-karts or nothing? Just relaxing?
Oh, yeah.
Does your dad do that stuff?
We're at Atwater this weekend.
I know. I don't know when you ever... I don't think you give your dad a chance to relax with all the racing you do. Man, he's probably constantly working. How's your weekend? Tell us about your weekend, Steven.
Well, we did pretty good in practice, and then we qualified fifth. I got up to third, and then Eli passed me, and then he finished ahead of me, and he passed the second, so I pushed him at the start. He got, what place did he get?
Third.
At the start? He got third at the start, and I got fourth at the start, and it just stayed there the whole race, but...
Right.
But
you were there, I mean... You what?
I had a brand new go-kart, though.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Man, you had a new one? Is it a Paraga?
No, it was an FK.
Oh, wow. I didn't even notice, dude.
It's
It's what?
It's painted like a Praga.
Oh, gotcha. That's why I thought it was a Praga. But, well, cool, dude. So your guys are just shaking down a new cart then. Was that the first weekend out in it?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Didn't Mays get a new cart, too? Huh?
Yeah, but they got to practice the weekend before that.
Right. So they did a little tuning and stuff, too. But,
yeah.
Man, all you guys are getting new carts. You're going to have to get new carts. Are you in Junior 2 next year?
No.
No? How
I'm
much
only,
longer you got?
I'm only 9. You got to be 12.
Oh, man. Wow. So Fecko is a little older. He's this small guy.
Yeah, he's going
right.
In junior
here, though. Right. Yeah, he was doing pretty good, huh? He was racing with you. Was he showing you a wheel?
No,
not really.
We were like half the whole race because I kept looking behind me, and then he was the same every single lap.
Right. I was looking at the times of all you guys. And you guys are going so much faster than you were last year already.
I know.
Crazy.
I ran the same time I did my very first race at Davis.
There was last year I was looking at it, and there was no 39s, like 40, close to a 39, but there was no 39s at the KPX. And this year, there's a bunch of them.
Oh, really?
You know? And it was crazy. You guys have gotten a lot faster in the last, like, year. I was comparing times, you know?
Yeah, but...
So you're not... So you got... Steven, you got 3 more years in J1.
Yeah, true.
Dang.
I might not race go-karts next year, but we're racing KPX.
You're not going to race go-karts, but you're going to race KPX. I'd be racing go-karts.
I'm going to race quarter midget.
You are?
Maybe.
That'd be sick. That'd be way sick. Man, I'm jealous if you go do that. I want to come and help. I'll come and hang out with you there. Those races, bud. I'll come help you out, Chad, whatever I can do. I'll be the water boy. But, are you going to Atwater this weekend?
Yeah.
You are? All right, I'm going.
We're going to support the club.
That's what we do, right? Got to support the club. Gotta support the club. But hear that, everybody out there? Just going to support the club, man. It's a NorCal challenge, club challenge, and good practice for the KPX. I mean, it's a win-win for everybody. Support your club, support the race place, support the other race place. I mean, come on, let's do this. Let's get everyone out there. More than a bunch of masters. All you masters, get out there. Come on. But are you gonna you're gonna go, huh, Ryan?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. We'll see if Uncle Sam lets me get away for the weekend.
Right. So, are you gonna do Sonoma too? I guess, huh?
They're trying to talk me into it, but I don't know if I'll be able to make that one. You know, being up in Washington, it makes it a little difficult to hit NorCal races.
Yo, I cut out there for a minute. Sorry, had to get a phone call because we've got Mr. Maris on the phone with us now too. Kaylee Maris' dad, how you doing, brother?
Doing pretty well. How about you guys?
Oh man, we're all doing good. We're talking about racing and going fast, and talking about going to Atwater, and it's a good night on the show. How are you? What are you guys up to, man? You guys did good this weekend.
Yeah, she did pretty good. It's what was it? Your third race?
Yeah, it was my third race in 2 or 3.
Third race in the four stroke stuff. So still trying to get a handle on that stuff.
Right. It seems like you got a pretty good handle on it, Miss Maris. You were hauling.
Yeah, I think the weakest link for her right now is her mechanic.
That's what a lot of the dads, you know, get to that point, you know? A lot of them do. They get to that point, and it's like they just got to go somewhere and get a little help, you know what I mean? I don't know. Most guys, you can go be under their tent, and they'll give you all the pointers and help you out, and you still wrench on your own stuff, you know?
Yeah. Learn as you go.
Right.
This sport's all about trial and error.
She's figuring it out.
Right, you were hauling, man. You were like, you were dicing it up with me. You were in the front. You know what I mean? That's all I can say. Is Kaylee Maris was in the front and she was ripping. I was excited. It was cool.
Thanks,
it was cool. Yeah, man. You always are one of my faves to watch for sure. How's your SCUSA stuff going? How's all that going? Where have you been? Where's the last race you went to?
The last race was at Santa Maria.
Okay. I was there.
And,
that was fun.
Yeah,
not
I placed eighth
race,
there.
You did? Got an eighth?
Yep. Uh-huh.
Dang, good job. Woo! Wow, I didn't know that. High five. I owe you one now. Dang.
Good job, kid.
Eichert said good job.
Thanks.
Were you there?
Thanks,
did you go there? Steven, did you go to that race? Yeah? How'd you do? Did you do pretty good?
I wrecked myself.
Oh, yeah. That's when you're out in the dirt a few times, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes that's how we do it. You got a 4x. But good job, Kaylee. That's an eighth is good. Man, I'm impressed.
Thanks, Earl.
But, and then the KPX, too, man. Good job. You're getting it quick. You know, that's only your third race on the four stroke, and it's a totally different beast. You know what I mean? There's,
yeah.
No forgiveness,
yeah,
I guess.
Really, really different than the two stroke.
Right. Two stroke, you can come in sideways and still have power coming out. You know? In the four stroke, you get sideways coming in and you're not coming out. You might have to get out and push for a minute. But that's okay. I like them. I sure like them. I don't need to go any faster. I've been faster. I don't think none of the masters need to go faster. They can't even handle how fast we're going.
Yeah, I think I stick to mini swifts.
Yeah. What? Tell us a little bit about your weekend and your race. When you got there for practice, were you just, fast right out of the gate?
No, I wasn't really fast right out of the gate because it was kind of difficult because it was one of my home tracks, and I put all these braking points everywhere, and I had to, move them or start lifting at the places where I usually brake. So it was a big adjustment there.
Oh, because you're coming in the corner so much slower. You're, hitting your brake marker, then it's whoa, I need to get back on the gas for a minute.
Yeah, because it just feels weird because I'm used to all these other things and then I just try this new thing.
Right. So it was a little adjustment period.
Yeah.
Right. So then how'd you do practice in the morning?
Practice was pretty good and we were trying to figure things out during practice. Yeah, it was pretty good.
And you were P what in practice?
What position was that?
I don't know. I think she was sixth or seventh in practice.
Gotcha.
And I guess I had the needle setting on that slide at the wrong position. Had no idea. We actually had that same needle position from the Super Regionals and Prairie City, the first KPX race. I've never changed it before, so I didn't know.
Dude,
I didn't know you're supposed to change it.
They're doing different.
Hey, where'd you have it, Jonathan?
All the way to the bottom.
What?
Yeah. And then finally changed it. And then for the main, then I started tinkering with it. For the main, I had it second from the top, and I think that was too lean. And she said that it was cutting out exiting
the
hairpin. Yeah, it sounded like fuel starvation, and I guess it was running too lean on the real tight corners.
So you put it in the middle, and you were good.
Well, I put it in the middle for qualifying, and it was better. And then for the heat race, I didn't touch it. And then for the main, I leaned it out a little bit, and that's when she was having some problems. That's why she kept pointing in the motor. I was wondering what she's doing.
Right, because it is. It's like those little things are so huge, you know. Chad knows, just like making sure your valves are dialed, making sure your floats are adjusted right. I mean, all that little stuff is just a tenth here, a tenth there, and a tenth there, but it all adds up to a half a second, you know, all those little things. It really is a big difference. You feel it. You'll have a dead motor,
yeah,
and you'll get tuned all in, dialed and tuned up, and it's like, whoa, it's got power. You know, you're only gaining an eighth of a horsepower maybe, but, yeah, I mean, you can feel it, you know. For sure.
Yeah. And time is time on that track. So, you know, every little bit helps and every little bit counts. But now I know more.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it is. It's another learning curve for you, you know. It's just a different motor, you know. Different way you got to tune the cart and stuff too, you know, than your other, the faster carts with more horsepower, you know. Got
to
loosen these things up.
To be honest with you, Chad and Chris Mays, they helped me a lot too. So, I mean, even from the gearing standpoint, I was way out in left field. And, you know, Glenn PKS, he helped a lot too. So, you know, I just kind of take information here and there and just apply it and learn from it. And she goes out there and drives it and take notes and see what works and what doesn't.
Right. Well, you
know,
I moved
up gearing the other day. I went from 325 to 365. ratio, never gained or lost anything.
Yeah, we worked out. We were about 362 or somewhere around there, and it worked out the best. Because in the beginning of the weekend, we were way under. We were at barely, I think it was like 347 or 352 or something like that. So we had to go up a few teeth.
Yeah, and see, I kind of like to be there, though, because where these kids like to pass is at the end of the straightaways. And
yeah.
And then you're fastest right there. But, you know, there were some fast kids there this weekend, so.
There was.
Yeah, and
we were scratching our head. We had that new chassis, and it was just kind of a.
I thought the rev limit was at 6,000. So for a while, we weren't hitting the rev limiter. And it was 61, I guess, so we had to adjust for that, too.
Yeah, most of the time we run it at, like, 59 to 6,000. We don't ever hit the rev limiter, but in Davis, you know, depending on the day, you know, and how you're going to try to pass, like, if they're going to try to pass at the end of the straightaway, dude, you got to have smaller teeth on there. Like,
yeah, I realize that.
You know, but it all depends on what's going on, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, how buried
so,
in the field you are. If you're up front,
yep.
You can drop a couple teeth. If you're in the back, you're going to want that grunt, you know, out of the corner.
Like,
so you're going to have to pass it.
I couldn't figure that go-kart out, dude, and he was stuck the whole weekend. Like, his rear end was bouncing, and I had all the grip out of that go-kart, and I still had to add teeth because he needed help out of the corners because we were stuck.
Right.
And
yeah.
You know, it was the first weekend on the go-kart, and it was just like, man. You know, so, I mean, normally he could roll through those corners, but I couldn't do it, so.
Right. That's
see, we all learn something every weekend, right?
Right.
Every,
still.
Keeps
you
thinking.
Even a tuner of the year kind of guys like, you know, Iser. You know what I mean? We're talking the tuner of the year right here.
Harris.
But all right, so yeah, it was. I think the junior ones were. It was like the best race all day. They were the best racing, all of them, all the way through.
I like watching junior too. I think that's the most exciting.
Right. But I mean, they were just all dialed in their starts and clean racing, and it was just a good race, hard race all the way through, and not really any smash in. I mean. I seen Stevie just on, I guess it was Mays, and just sucked to the bumper. I mean, they didn't touch. You know what I mean? Maybe a little kiss here and there, bump, but I was just blown away. It was awesome. It was cool to watch. That was a fun race to watch for me. You did good, Steven. You guys are good, man. It's crazy. It's crazy how good you guys are. Man,
yeah, we're
I need you guys to run. What?
Hoping we get some people at Atwater next weekend. I don't know how many kids there'll be, but
right.
We're going to go support it, so.
Cool.
Hey, Jonathan, you going up there?
Yeah.
You going to Indy?
Yeah, we leave Tuesday for Indy.
So you ain't going.
So, weekend?
Yeah, if you're going to Indy Tuesday, you ain't going to Atwater.
Yeah, we thought about it, but there's just too many things that I get done before we fly out early Tuesday morning.
That's a big deal. So,
you know. Is the Indy 500s coming? You're going?
Excuse the Pro Tour. It's at the Newcastle.
Oh.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Hey, come on, Harrell. Get with the program.
Dude, I'm not with the program. That's why I got to be friends with all the kids. They keep me on the program. Come on. Kaylee, you're not keeping me dialed. Stevie, you better dial me in.
Yeah.
Come on, help me out, kids.
Okay.
All right. I'm gonna give it back to Steve.
Okay. Where's this next race at?
The next one is in Atwater.
Yeah.
NorCal Champ.
No. For you guys.
Oh, SUSE?
Yeah.
It's the Summer Nationals, and it's in Newcastle Motorsports Park. It's out in Newcastle, Indiana. It's probably about. Hour away from Indy.
And you guys are driving out there?
No, we're flying.
Oh, good.
We're flying, and we'll just rent a cart and drive out there, or race that rented cart to rental.
How is that, Kaylee, when you go do that? Is that like, is it all right? Because you get a good cart and it's pretty dialed in?
What did you say?
Oh, I'm just asking about, you know, when you go and get a cart, when you fly into Scusa and you go rent a cart and it's just something different and you, you don't mind that? Or is it tough to get into different carts and get used to it?
No, because we're pitting with Bennett, so I'm kind of doing it in style.
Right.
Yeah, so Bennett provides us with a cart, and, you know, I do a little fine-tuning to it. It's pretty much assembled and everything. We don't have to do much. And the hardest thing with that is just getting the seat position in the same exact seat position she's used to at her, you know, her carts here. But other than that, everything else is pretty much the same.
Gotcha. Cool. So
it's
not that big of an adjustment.
I can't take off from work 3 days to drive out there and then 3 days for the event and then three days driving back. That's just a lot.
Yeah, I mean, you could be making money the whole time. I look at it like that, you know. It's like, I should be making money doing what I do so I can pay for the things over here that I don't do. You know what I mean? It costs me more by doing it myself, right? It costs me more.
Time's money.
Right, exactly, and that's what it is, you know. That's exactly what it is. But cool. I asked you, I think, already, Ryan, you're going to Atwater this weekend. You said you're hoping you're going to make it.
Yeah, no, I don't think I'll make it this weekend. They've got the Nationals for NHRA up here in Seattle, and my dad's actually coming up to race his dragster, so I'll be up here in Seattle helping him out for the weekend.
Is that where you're from up there, Seattle?
No, I'm originally from the Roseville area.
Okay, and then you moved up to Washington?
I'm active duty Army, so they stationed me up in Washington.
Oh, okay. So you're a soldier, dude. Yeah?
It's difficult to get time off to go race in NorCal. Otherwise, you know, if it was a normal job, I'd be like, yep, nope, I'll be there. Keep the carts down there and have Grandpa meet me at the track.
Right. I love that. Have Grandpa meet me at the track. But all right. What did you guys think of all of you guys the race? What did you think of the racing? I mean, the junior ones were pretty dang clean. You know, you guys had some clean racing, but there was some little bumping and grinding and stuff going on in the seniors and in the junior twos too. So, what did you guys think of it all? In the masters too, we're kind of getting bounced around. I don't know if you guys watched any other racing, but what did you guys think?
Yeah, well, I watched some of the Masters, and I mean, the senior class is always going to be chippy. I mean, you can have the best race director in the world watching the race, and the race is still going to get chippy. It's still going to be a little edgy just because you have, you know, 36 drivers, and, you know, the top 20 are separated by maybe, you know, 0.4 seconds, and then you still have the, you know, the rest back behind them that are all going to be right on top of each other as well. Such a competitive class, and you're running a rev limiter, so nobody has a horsepower advantage. You know, it all comes down to chassis setup and driver. So everybody's pushing to get that last 0.1 second or make that, you know, that last ditch effort pass. So, you know, it's give and take. You gotta take the good with the bad, and just know that, you know, you're not always going to make it through turn one or turn two. You know, it's racing. If it was easy, everybody'd do it.
right. For sure. So you're saying all in all, it was good. It was good.
Yeah, I had a blast. I mean, I thought it was ran pretty good. And, you know, I have no complaints. I was happy with lap times and where we theoretically could have ended up.
Right. Man, if we go off that, my theoretical time is like a 40.5, dude. That's what it says I should be running. I should be hauling. I should be beating everybody if I could put all the laps together at one time. So my Micron says.
You know, that's the whole that's the name of the game is, you know, how fast can you go and how consistently can you do it?
Right. Right. Kaylee, what about you? What did you think of everything the weekend? Did you have a good time? Everything was good and racing was good?
Yeah, the race went pretty well considering it was my third time out there.
Uh-huh.
And I think I did pretty well against the kids who've been doing this for like a year and the year before that.
Right, right. And they're no slouches. Little Icer, he ain't no slouch. He hauls butt. Man, you guys are just haul butt. That's how I met Kaylee. She came flying by me on the racetrack at Prairie City, and she was in her little two-stroke and comes around me and just goes, like, up and over the hill, downhill, and turned the corner and was gone. I was like, holy cow, who's that kid? Wow. I was blown away. But what about you, Stevie? Did you think everything went pretty good? You know, you had a new cart, and, you know, I mean, how'd everything go, all in all?
Went okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
From that little short answer, I'm not sure it went just okay. I think you're like, you're holding back. But, all right. Well, good, man. We only got like 6 minutes left, but I just want to thank all three of you guys, actually all four or five of you guys, because you dads are huge, man. I'm totally envious of you guys and how much you put in and how much you get to hang out with your kids. You know, a lot of people don't get to do that and hang out with their kids that much. So it's really a blessing. So good job on all the dads. And, man, Kaylee, kick some butt when you go down there. You're going all the way to Indiana, girl. That's sick. That is so cool. That's like you're in the big leagues. You know what I'm saying? Go there and get another top 10. That'd be sick. Actually, just go there and survive. Okay, let's just do that. Let's just freaking survive that stuff, because when I went and saw you in Sonoma, I had to close my eyes. It was gnarly. It was gnarly. I mean, I don't know how many kids there were. I think there was like 40 or 50 carts or something. You know?
They say it's close to being sold out, so I don't know. It's probably going to be somewhere between 30 and 44, but it's a big track. A fast track, and she's never been there before, so she has her work cut out for her.
Right. Well, just do what you do, Kaylee Maris. You just do what you do. Go fast, because I know you can go fast. That's for sure. And be safe. And maybe give us a call.
Okay.
If you're going to be there on like Wednesday, maybe you can call into the show and give us a report.
Okay.
That'd be cool. All right? Maybe we can do that. I'll try to remember to hit you guys up. And Steven, I'm going to see you this weekend. Right? We're going to Atwater. All right. And
good luck,
Ryan.
Man.
What, bud?
Yep.
Oh, good luck, Kaylee. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Man, that's what I love about you guys. You guys are just all for each other until you get on the track. Then you're not for each other for about 15 laps. And then you guys are all for each other again. It's just that 15 minutes where everyone goes, nope, hold on, put down the friendship, you know, right now, man. We're going to go race. And then when they're down there, okay, pick up the friendship thing.
Good luck at Atwater,
Stevie.
Thanks. Yeah, good luck, Harrell. Thanks, man. Thanks. But cool, man, and have fun at the drag strip too. You know, you're going to NHRA and see some big dogs, and Pops is racing, huh? That's awesome.
Yep. He's running.
Good. And, man, Chad, you get to work, because I know you got a lot of work to do, man. You probably got wrenching to do, clean it. You're a busy man. And, I guess you don't really got a lot to do, because you're just going to show them have a cart there. That's the way to do it. Here, relax.
Yeah, right.
But, all right. And, I mean, thank all you listeners out there, too. You guys have just been – we've been growing and growing and growing. I'm telling you, we had, like, over 400 listeners last week. So, thank you, guys. Keep up the good work. We're going to have to do some more customer appreciation stuff here, because that's what we do, man. We appreciate you guys, you know, and all you guys. Real quick, this is when I do Pharrell's 2 cents, you know what I mean? And it's just whatever. I mean, you don't have to take anything from it, or you can take it all from it. And today it's just about friendships, man. Look at the friendships, just like with Kaylee and Steven, you know, I mean, they're just like, good luck, man, good luck, all right, you guys have fun, and just, you know, that's just something to cherish right there, and that's what karting brings, is good friendships, you know, lifetime friendships, you know, you're going to grow up racing with these people, and you're going to see them all the time, even if you don't see them outside the track, you see them all the time at the track, you know, so cherish those moments, you know, all y'all out there, if you got a friend out there that you've been mad at, whatever, then just go and say you're sorry, say, I'm over it, you know, let's not argue about it no more. Let's get over it, because friendships are good friendships, especially, are hard to come by, you know, and especially long-lasting ones, and that's what you get in the karting world. If you're thinking about karting, that's the last thing you got to worry about is making friends, man, because everybody in there is going to be your friend. All right? I'll see you guys Monday. Let's go racing this weekend at Atwater. Man, good luck to the Marises. They're going out to Indiana. How fun is that? Kay's going to go out and kick some butt. And, we're all going to Atwater. Let's go support that club. All right? All right. See you guys Monday. Thanks for listening. And have a good weekend. Be safe. Go fast. Very fast. Very, very, very fast.
First you both go out your way and the vibe is feeling strong and what's small turn to a friendship turn to a bond and that bond will never be broken. The love will never get lost. And when brotherhood comes first, then the line will never be crossed. Established it on our own when that line had to be drawn. And that line is what we reach, so remember me when I'm gone. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you're gonna be with me for the last ride.
Don't let the light guide your way. Yeah. And every road you take will always lead you home. Oh, it's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began.